it's been. What a crazy week it's been in our country. The president drops out of the race. The protests in Washington, D.C. the other day got way out of control. And quite honestly, completely boiled my blood. So today we're going to have a discussion about that. It's very upsetting. It's just bullshit is what it is. So let's get started. We'll get into it. Don't go away. We start now. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another installment of the Richard Leonard Show. As always, I'd like to say thank you. Thank you for coming back and participating. Before we get started, I know that you won't mind me telling you how the show is made possible. That's Cortez Wealth Management. Get yourselves on over to AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Sign up for the webinar that happened on Tuesday and Thursday evenings at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Get all the information you need. Carlos Cortez and his staff want to set you up on a plan to execute a tax-free retirement plan. So get on over there, get all the information that you need, and then when you have collected it all, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, please, please, please reach out to them. They are more than willing, able, and happy to help answer your questions and get you comfortable for the end of your working life as you pass on into your golden years to enjoy the fruits of your labor, if we have anything left to enjoy. But anyway, AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Get on over there. Check them out. All right. Excuse me. If you haven't been able to tell in the first 3 minutes or 2 minutes of the show, I'm a little pissed off, and I have been for a few days. There is just no excuse, in my opinion, for the things that were going on this week in Washington. As we all know, Netanyahu was here, gave a speech, and the protests that ensued all around D.C. that day, and quite frankly, all over the country. But none of them were as widely seen as the protests in Washington, D.C. And the response from our elected officials and from people in power, or lack thereof, was even more frustrating. You see, when you wake up, and maybe the biggest mistake that I have made in the recent past is waking up, and as I'm brushing my teeth, I flick on the morning news, and I sometimes joke with my wife that I'm gonna flick on the news and see how I can get my blood boiling this morning. And her comment is, I don't understand why you do that to yourself. Well, part of the reason that I do that to myself is because we have this platform here. We have this platform here to talk about things with you, for you, that probably don't get enough attention in the mainstream media. And I believe that it is a commitment that we here at the network have made. And so, although I semi joke about it, about getting my blood boiled, I really don't want to be pissed off first thing in the morning. And sometimes it's easy to just let it roll off your back. But what I will say is, the other morning when I turned on the TV, and it was from the day before, You know, it was the recap of the events of the day before. I want to say it was like Thursday morning. To watch the events that took place outside of Union Station, for example, in Washington, D.C., where these pro-Hamas people or the Palestinian sympathizer, whatever you want to call them, took over. They took over a space in Washington, D.C., right outside of Union Station, held a protest, and decided to destroy the place. And then proceeded to lower the American flag, take it off its lanyard, replace it with a Palestinian flag, a few of them, I think, and raised them high. And then they shit all over America. They burned our flag while screaming death to America. All for what? All for something that has nothing to do with us, or seemingly has nothing to do with us. Who knows really how deep the talons of America goes into all these things that are happening all over the world. But a lot of it is, in my opinion, a lot of it is conjecture. A lot of it is just talk, because until we are really able to see how Americans or the America institution has themselves weaved all through it. And I know that there are people all over this place that say that they know what's what. And maybe they're right. Maybe they're absolutely right. But I'll tell you what, that flag is a symbol. And whether you or anybody else believes it or not, there are a whole lot of people, a whole lot of men and women in this country who believe in the flag and believe in what it symbolizes. And then they proceed to burn it. They proceeded to burn the flag and chant and yell and celebrate. And it's not like we haven't seen that before. People have been burning the American flag for years. But for some reason, this time it really got to me. Really pissed me off. And I guess part of the reason that it upset me was that there was no response to it. The day following and the day after that following, we heard from elected officials in the House. We heard from pundits on different media outlets, different media platforms, about the significance of the flag and why it was so nasty of them to burn it. And then we hear that, well, the Constitution of the United States of America allows you to protest and burn the flag if you'd like. This First Amendment freedom of speech allows you to scream death to America while you burn the flag. And maybe that's true. But we didn't ever talk about the other side of that story that's also true. The other side of that story is the countless numbers of men and women who were brought home in pine boxes, draped with that flag. The other part of that story that we didn't talk about was the hundreds and thousands, dare I say millions, of families who have very tight, neatly folded flags that were on top of those pine boxes. You see, America, they say, America is an idea. America is not a goddamn idea. America is a thing. You can touch it. You can feel it. You can see it. You can smell it. You can do all kinds of things. That flag is a symbol of what this country has been through, what it is going through now, and what it will go through in the future. I'm confident that America will endure. I'm pretty sure that America will live on. But the fact that nobody did anything about it. The police stood at their bicycles. Onlookers stood and watched. And these guys had a party as they defaced monuments, doing God knows what else to the rest of that area that they took over. And then they flew another flag that just so happens to be what I would call an enemy flag. In our nation's capital. Does the Constitution allow me, as an American citizen, the right to fly our enemy's flags and scream death to America and destroy public property while having a party and nothing's done about it? Does our Constitution allow that? And if so, I've never been one that said, hey, we need to change the Constitution. But I'd be interested in having that conversation about changing that part of it. There should be absolutely zero tolerance. Zero fucking tolerance. For anybody to take our country's symbol, tear it down, burn it, and fly an enemy flag, and then throw a party while authorities look on, while citizens look on, that should not be allowed. What do you think would happen if 5,000 Americans showed up in Iran, took over a park, tore their flag off its mast and rose ours, burned their flag and told them that they're all going to die as they stood there and watched it happen? What would happen? Some people would say, well, you know, we're not barbarians. We're not an archaic country. We don't do things like that. Well, why not? I'm not saying that we need to throw out all of our laws and treat everybody as if they're criminals. But why is it acceptable for anybody, whether you're an American citizen or not, to shit all over our symbol and call for the death of this country and the people in it. Why is that acceptable? Some would say, well, you know, Richard, we don't do eye for an eye type things around here. Well, maybe we should. Maybe we should be more extreme about some things. What do you think happens when and if you go into Central Africa, for example, and you steal some apples? Now, I don't know that this is true, but what I've heard is that they cut your fingers off. Okay, so that's certainly a whole lot more extreme than what we got going on here. But you know what? I bet that person never steals another thing. Or he continues to steal, and before you know it, he's run out of limbs and can't steal nothing. But why is this acceptable? This might be the reason. This might be a good case for saying that groups like the Proud Boys would be exactly what Union Station needed earlier this week. Maybe that's exactly what they needed. Maybe everyone there with face wraps and Palestinian flags screaming death to America and spray painting our monuments and burning our god dang flag. Maybe they all just need to get mollywopped. Go cause trouble somewhere else. Go cause trouble in Iran. Go protest outside of the whatever the hell it is that the whoever stays in Iran. Go protest there. Go protest in Israel. Why don't you go into Israel and take their flag down and burn it and put up yours and see what happens? You see, these folks only go to where they know they can get away with it, where they know they will have little to no resistance. Go to where the root of the problem is. But they won't do that, because if they do, they're going to get their asses whipped. But everybody knows, hey, we could go to D.C. and destroy the place. And the cops are just going to watch. They'll clean it up later. Don't worry, there's insurance for that. Let's just wreck it. It's the government will pay for it. Meanwhile, the memory of the people that have come and gone, all the work that they've done to make this country great, to make that flag a shining symbol, is drifting away into the darkness. Maybe it's time. Maybe America needs to be humbled and be a third world country. I certainly don't want that. I'm quite certain you don't want that. But maybe that's the decision that the puppeteers have made. Let's milk everything we can out of the United States of America until it crumbles. And then they'll move on to the next place. People like to talk about America as if there's a lot of power and force and security. But things like that show that we have nothing for power, for force, or security. Our government is set up to watch the memory of our country, the history of our country, just be defaced, thrown away, destroyed. And then our enemies, propaganda, and their symbol raised in its place. And nobody did anything about it. I think I saw in one news clip, one brave guy ran and tried to grab the American flag while it was on fire and get it out of there. And they chased his ass down, and he lost grip of it, and they got it back. But by that time, it was all burnt up, you know. But I applaud the guy for having some balls. But where were the authorities, and why is this allowed? If a group of dudes walked in that park and started one punch knocking out these pussies, I bet you that crowd would have dispersed, or it would have started a bigger thing, and they all would have got their asses kicked. But you know what will happen at the end? The people who go there to defend America's honor are the ones that will end up in jail. How ironic is that? Our government will protect groups of people who are screaming the praises of our enemies all over this country because they have freedom of speech. How about this? How about if you're ever caught, ever, as an American citizen screaming death to America and burning the flag and doing the bullshit that these people were doing the other day and many days before? I mean, how many crazy protests have there been? What, when they took over New York and they were putting these folks in jail, they're taking their pictures and giving them a little piddly fine and releasing them. And then outside the jail, they had mobs of people to welcome them and give them a warm meal and a blanket. Because they just went through this tragedy of going to jail for a few hours. When they were trouncing all over these college campuses, all over this country. Why is that acceptable? Because our Constitution supports freedom of speech? Well, guess what? Get caught doing it. Why don't we just tell them, okay, you can go ahead and do that. You're no longer an American citizen. And get them out of here. Strip them of their citizenship. Strip it of them. If you hate this place so goddamn bad that you're going to stand in a public square and burn a flag and scream death to America, then go. Get out of here. Why are you here? Leave. I'm quite certain that there are hundreds of thousands of people that may help you pack. Or at least shove all your meaningless shit right in the back of a truck and drive you to the border, kick your ass out, or to the coast, put you in a little inflatable inner tube, and send you on your way. You shouldn't be allowed to buy food. You shouldn't be allowed to rent a housing. You shouldn't be allowed to buy a house. You shouldn't be allowed to participate in anything America has to offer if you want to burn it down. How about that for First Amendment? Go ahead. Go ahead. Enjoy your First Amendment rights. But get caught. Get caught enjoying your First Amendment rights. Get caught screaming death to America. Get caught throwing a bottle of piss at the cops. while wearing the enemy's flag. Go ahead. Why don't we take these people's American citizenship away and send them to Iran? Go ahead. Send them to Hamas. Go live with them. Go be freedom fighters for Hamas. But the fact of the matter is that all of these people are too scared. They're just such big sissies that they won't go do that. They won't leave the comfort of their little apartment with their Xboxes and their laptops and their bubbly waters and their bullshit vegan hot dogs. Those are the dumbest thing ever, by the way. Really gross. Sorry if you enjoy those. I think that they're not very tasty. But I mean, this has gone on way too long. So where are these other groups? Where are people like the Proud Boys? Where are those guys? What happened to that movement? They came out just to whoop the ass of Antifa, and then they go back to their carpentry jobs or whatever it is they do. My understanding was they were largely blue-collar people, which is awesome. That's great because, you know why that's good? Because those people understand. They understand what America is. They understand what the American dream is, or at least what it used to be. Those are the kind of people, blue collar Americans are the type of people that will work their balls off from 4:30 in the morning till 6:30 at night. And then they will have 7 beers, eat a huge steak, lay down next to their wives and enjoy their night's sleep. Look out over their pastures, or look out over their whatever it is that they own. But get caught on their land, burning their flag. Yikes. But here we are. We just sit and take it over and over and over again. And we're expected to just watch. We're expected to be sympathetic to the narrative that anybody who's protesting, we're expected to be sympathetic to their cause. Allow them to just say what they got to say. Do what they got to do. We'll fix it and we'll worry about it later. As long as they're not hurting anybody. As long as they're not breaking the law. Well, I'll tell you what, just from watching that small little video the other morning, there was a lot of laws broken. Criminal damage of property everywhere. Was the mob too big for the Capitol Police? Was the mob too big for Washington, D.C. police? I don't believe that because those guys roll deep. And nobody, I'm not saying we got to hurt them. It'd be nice, maybe. Hurt some of them to keep them from doing it again. But what if we threw 5 canisters of CS gas in there? Let them breathe that shit in. It won't kill you. But you'll leave. But I get it. There's a whole matrix for how this thing works. And so throwing gas in there might agitate them more. And yeah, they'll leave there, but they're going to go across the street and destroy that place. So probably what they want to do is just contain them in the place that they've taken. I just don't get it. I don't understand why these things are acceptable. I also don't understand why some of our elected officials are cool with it. Yeah, no problem. We'll fix it later. We'll talk about it in committee. We'll come up with a solution. Right now, we just need to make sure that we get through this part, whatever this part is. Where has our America gone? Where has the strength that America used to be, where has that gone? I believe that it still lies here in the underliers, people like us who go to work every day. Where has it gone for our elected officials? Where has it gone for the people that are supposed to be, with our direction being elected, making this place stronger? Where the fuck is our America? And when is it coming back? If ever. I, for one, would like to think that it's on its way back. I, for one, would like to think that Americans in this country have had enough. I think it's clear that we've had enough of our elected officials and all this bullshit going on between the left and the right and the conservatives and the liberals and this, and they're all crazy. And it's hard to tell who of them is telling the truth, if at all. We got to take a break. We'll be right back. Stick with us.
There's a whole bunch of stories that have to be dug into, rethought, reconsidered, and in some cases completely discarded.
As modern Americans, we've been spoon-fed this dumbed-down, cartoonish, simplified version of history. It's all fake. It's all bullshit. Everything that we have been taught is part of a self-serving narrative written by the people who will say and do anything to keep us on a leash. Now, this version of history, some big-name corrupt families like the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds and their many associates are credited over and over and over again with propelling human development. Throughout the late 18 and early 1900s, almost every major American city was burnt to the ground. What if we really are quite literally living atop the ashes of an advanced civilization that's been hidden from us for our entire lives?
Hey guys, welcome back here to the second half of the show. Before we took the break, I was on one hell of a soapbox. And I don't know that I'm not going to apologize for it. But it's hard, right? It's hard not to get invested in the things that are happening around us, especially for people like the veterans of this country, especially for people like law enforcement officers, first responders, for the people in our communities that work in and around the general public, and a large part of their duties are to see people at possibly the worst stage of their lives, one of the worst things that's ever happened to them. Cops are dealing with people that are being arrested for God knows what. They're also dealing with families and victims of crimes that are just ridiculous. Our firefighters are dealing with events that are surely large events for people, and they're usually tragic. The men and women who put on a uniform and serve this country sacrifice a whole lot. They've given up a lot. All in the name of ensuring the freedom, the safety and security that this proverbial blanket of freedom has to offer. And they go to the ends of the world, the ends of our planet to do that if needed. And so when any of these folks that are doing things like screaming death to America and burning our symbol and destroying our history and destroying our stuff, when any of them need help, who do they call? Not the Ghostbusters. Where do they go when they get victimized? Who do they call when someone breaks in their house and tries to rape them or steal their stuff or hurt them or do whatever? Whatever these mad people do that go on these criminal tirades. Who are they calling for help? I certainly hope it isn't our police. If their homes are on fire, I hope they're not calling our firefighters, the ones that show up to help you with an American flag on their shoulder or on their vehicle. You see, many people say that the flag is, it's just a symbol. It's just a thing. And maybe that's true for you. But for a lot of us, it's not just a symbol. You're right, it is a symbol, but it's more than that. It is the foundation of what this country used to be. Or at least I would like to think so. Every day, week after week after week, month after month, something around this country happens, or around this world happens, that has to do with our country that doesn't shed a real positive light on what we got going on. America's name is pretty synonymous with a lot of tragedy and a lot of bullshit going on all over the world. Now that we got the Olympics going, maybe the American flag will stand for something winning. I don't know. It seems to me like I said earlier, our country and what it stands for or stood for, our symbol, is just fading off into the darkness. And I would like to be able to say that America has endured. America has endured time and time and time again. And I hope that still remains true now. But it certainly seems like there's a lot working against it. And unfortunately, from the inside out. I mean, I would like to think that we will be able to get rid of the problem, get rid of the troublemakers. But all these things that have been happening, they all end up being a debate about constitutional rights. And some of you may be saying, well, you know, Richard, you and all your buddies served this country and fought for this country to preserve these constitutional rights that are being exercised. And just because you don't like it doesn't make it wrong. And to that I would say, you're right. You're absolutely right. But see, I think that there's more to it than that. These people, like we saw earlier this week, they're not just, in my opinion, they're not just exercising their constitutional rights. They are playing, they're playing the game, and they're on the side of our enemies. There are very specific things, in my opinion, that show you the intentions of people. There are certain activities that show you what could be, like destroying our public spaces, but more importantly, taking down our flag, burning it and screaming death to America, and then physically assaulting anybody that comes in your space to speak against what you're doing, who's also exercising their constitutional rights, but get shoved out of a place, or they beat the hell out of them if they can get their hands on them. That's not exercising a constitutional right. That's a tyrannical takeover of a park. And what baffles me is it doesn't seem like, and maybe I'm wrong about this, and maybe I don't do enough research, and maybe I don't talk to enough people, and maybe I don't read enough, and maybe I don't do a few things enough. But I believe that you can watch the actions of people and pretty accurately be able to detect or guess what's coming next. It's like kids, right? When your kids are small and you know that they're trying to talk you out of another $10 at the store for a toy. And every time you go to the store, you give them a responsibility. Like, hey, every time we go to the store, your responsibility is to go get half a gallon of milk and put it in the cart. You have a job when we go to the grocery store. And every time, trip after trip after trip, you have to remind your kids, did you do your job here today? Oh, yeah, I was gonna. And then they run their little narrow ass down the dairy aisle and grab milk and put it in like they're supposed to. And you congratulate them for doing their job. And then comes a day when you walk in the store and you don't have to ask. And they just waddle their little narrow ass down the pathway of the dairy aisle and grab the milk and put it in the store. And then they look at you. I did my job. Well, hey, great job. Thank you for doing that. And you continue on your shopping excursion. And then comes the toy aisle. Well, hey, you know, I did my job this time. Can I have a toy? You can see it coming from a mile away. And so that's similar, if you could follow that story, it's similar to what's happening around our country. It's like all these shitbag protesters, they're just testing the waters to see how far they can get. And every time there's a demonstration, there's another toe in the water. And before you know it, the next foot is in the water. And before you know it, there's all out chaos. Because now they know they can get away with it. They've broken down your defenses. Just like your children do. When they do what they're supposed to do without being asked. And so my question is, how far are we going to let them test the waters? For how long? Because in my opinion, we're coming to a point where it's not going to be just defacing monuments in a park and raising the enemy's flag high in our nation's goddamn capital. There's going to be real violence. There's going to be real destruction. There's going to be real fires. And what if your loved ones get hurt? What if the loved ones of our elected officials get hurt? Is that when they're going to wake up and do something about this? And I hate to have this point of view. But it seems to me that the people who are letting this shit just fly, let it fly because they know they're protected, maybe. But let one of their kids get beat up. Let one of their daughters get assaulted. Let one of their sons get just annihilated by a mob of people. Let one of their parents get injured by this mob moving through an area. And then what? And then there's going to be this mad dash to figure it out and to make sure it doesn't happen again, because now my kids were assaulted. And to be quite honest, none of us are going to have any damn sympathy for you. Because our people, the people that are close to us, that are important to us, are at risk every day. And unfortunately, many people who are close to us, the proverbial us, have been assaulted, have been raped, have been kidnapped, have been this, have been that, over and over and over again. But none of you dirtbags on Capitol Hill have had to suffer. None of you have had to suffer what happens at the hands of these idiots, these psychopaths. But it's real easy for you to stand at a podium or sit behind a desk knowing that everything that you own and everyone that you love is safe and say, well, you know, they're just exercising their constitutional rights. So as long as they don't cross the line into violence or blah, blah, whatever bullshit words they want to put on it, as long as they don't cross those lines, we can't really do anything about it. This is America, after all. People here have freedom and rights. Well, guess what? Those are the people who are taking away the freedom and the rights of the rest of us who are just trying to do the right thing, live a meaningful life, leave something to our kids that's worth being proud of, and then dying in peace. Those people's chaos should not infringe on the happiness or the ability for the people close to us to move around every day. In my opinion, that's criminal. They're being held against their will. How many people, last Wednesday or Thursday, how many people were late for work, late getting home, late getting their kids from daycare, late for yoga class, late for whatever, or didn't go because they couldn't get through Union Station because these dumbasses were there burning flags? All because why? Because Netanyahu was making a speech on Capitol Hill? And what is it that they think that this is going to do besides piss off enough Americans? And when they've had enough, they're all going to get their asses kicked. And then what's the answer? What are these protesters going to do if all of them are laid there on the pavement with broken noses and collarbones and caved in chests from getting punched? Then what? Then what are they going to do? Are they going to come back with spears and knives and guns and missiles and bombs and grenades? Well, is that then enough for this to stop, for this to end? Man, the whole thing just, it pisses me off so much. And I believe that there's many people in America that are just fed up, that are pissed off also. And maybe my biggest mistake, like my wife tells me, is turning on the TV. Stop turning it on. Stop watching that stuff. Stop listening to it. But then there again, maybe she's right. But then there again, Now they're making me change my pattern. They're making me give up what I used to enjoy. Not that I ever really enjoyed the news, but I didn't mind hearing about what's going on in the world. Man. It's really difficult to watch America slipped through our fingers, knowing that there is many people out here that would love to do whatever it takes to end this crap and make it so that nobody wants to come here, especially to our nation's capital, to Washington, D.C., and burn our flags there. Or anywhere, but especially there. And I know, we're not really good friends with our politicians at this point. We're not very supportive of what our government is doing. But Washington, D.C. is still the place that holds a lot of history. It pays homage to the people that came way before us through monuments, museums. It's our country's history. Even if you don't like it, even those things that we don't like should stay intact so that we remember what happened, what those things were, and never repeat them again. We pay respect to the men and women that died for this country all over the National Mall, the Vietnam Wall, the Korean War Monument, World War II. Lincoln's there. Lincoln freed the slave. I mean, there's just so much stuff. The cherry blossom trees that were given to our country from Japan as a peace offering. Those have importance. I don't know, man. I hope that better days are coming. I don't know if Donald Trump is the answer to all of this. I don't know what the answer is. Hopefully, he's better than what we currently got going on. Than old word soup Kamala and Sleepy Joe. And who knows what else is going to happen. The DNC is coming, so who knows what the hell is going to go on there and who they're going to actually put into place for a nominee. Some are saying Hillary's coming back. She probably hasn't killed anybody in a while, so she wants to come back in the limelight to figure out who her next victims are going to be. What do you guys think? Leave some notes in the comments, if you will. What do you think is the answer? Maybe together we can figure this thing out. Maybe we can do some good for our fellow Americans, our neighbors, our communities. Anyway, I've ranted way over time. I really appreciate you guys for being here. And hearing me out today, it's ridiculous. I hope that this coming week is brighter. I hope you guys have an amazing rest of your evening, and we will see you next weekend. Have a great night. Good night.